We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Vasquez is the BYB president. And I remember, I mean, we've talked with Dada 5000 about the BYB events before, and they've got their first fight card back in front of a live audience scheduled for May 15th at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. And we enjoy delving into the, what do you call them, the sweet science Crowder?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
A little bit of boxing.
Dada says it a lot better than we do, but the sweet science of getting the hell beat out of you or beating the hell out of somebody else.
And you've seen those slap fights online?
Oh my goodness, I love them.
I understand the appeal of watching. What is the appeal of competing in that? But anyway, we'll ask Mike here. So there's going to be those slap fights and the bare knuckle fighting back in action, and again, it's May 15th, the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good. So what, now, tell everybody what BYB fighting is, because Dada 5000 has told us before, but it's not an octagon. I mean, it's not a backyard. This is sanctioned fighting, but it's not an octagon. It's not a traditional boxing ring. It's not the squared circle. What is it?
Well, we actually had a survey years ago when we first launched it, and fans came back and they affectionately called it the Trigon because it's three equal sides of 22-feet ropes. We also have the cage version, which is three equal sides of 18 feet, so it's even more intimidating, I guess. But we took the best things out of the backyard, all the excitement out of the backyard, and brought it into a platform that confronts or I should say promotes confrontation. So the fighters have enough space to take a step forward, take a step back, but really they can't take two steps back. So it really pushes the action, and the results are usually held to the hands of the fighters and not the judges.
And Mike, you are a former NASCAR team owner. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, you know, we all watch NASCAR. I went to the Homestead a couple weeks ago. What drew you to bare knuckle? What drew you to BYB bare knuckle? Because NASCAR and, like you're saying, confrontation in this triangle, they're two different things.
Well, yeah, they are, but you'd be surprised how similar they could be, especially after some short track racing. So, I started with NASCAR back in 1999, and I started working on their diversity platform. So I was helping push Hispanic and African American drivers through the system, help them get rides and lower level racing, and eventually get up to the series. So I actually worked with Bubba Wallace and Daniel Suarez when they were younger, years ago when I was in NASCAR. But more importantly, I helped NASCAR create the first international series. It's called NASCAR Mexico. And that gave me, I guess, the experience of putting something together of this kind. And a friend of mine, Pitbull, is actually the one that introduced me. Him and Pepe Suarez are the ones that introduced me to Dada years ago and told me, man, what you did for NASCAR, this guy's got something. There's a diamond in the rough here if we can just, you know, find a way to polish this out. And sure enough, I met Dada. At first, I was a little skeptical. You know, it's like, geez, you know, I saw some of the videos. I loved them entertaining-wise, but I was like, how can we work on this? But once I met Dada, he's such a great guy. He's such a hard worker, and we really clicked. And we literally sat down at Monty's one night and came up with our logo, came up with our ring design, and just developed the platform right then and there. And then I got to work with the Florida State Boxing Commission and associates Elvis Crespo, Gladys Rosa, to get bare knuckle boxing sanctionable here in the state of Florida, so we can, you know, take it out of the streets of the backyard and have proper doctors, stitch doctors, ambulances, and proper supervision. And that's how it all started, really.
I'm guessing you are very much looking forward to being in front of a live audience again, May 15th.
Yeah, you know, it was a shame. We had our first, quote-unquote, legal show in Wyoming in 2019, and we did our Hard Rock show. We launched March 7th this last year, 2020. We were the last show in Florida, the last boxing show, MMA in Florida before the shutdown. So we tried to, you know, ride it out. We wanted to really to get something going for our fighters, put a little money in their pocket because they had a, you know, really tough year. Their gyms were closed for the most part, and you know, their other professions may have been affected. So we kind of put a show together in December at the Hard Rock, and it was just broadcast, and it was really just to help the fighters out, no audience. But you know, that's when you do that business wise, it's a bath, you know, bloodbath. But so we're launching again. We have our first audience show at the Miami Fair Expo Center there in Tamiami Park. Tickets are on Complete Ticket Solutions. You know, the BYB show. We're going to have, right now it stands about 1,000 people, but if now that the UFC is coming in town and things are going to open up to 100%, the fairgrounds may open it up for 100%, which will give us just under 2,000 people, really. But it's going to be a great night of fights. We have 10 bare-knuckle fights. We have two women that are fighting. They're unbelievable. They're at 135. I'm a buck 75. I wouldn't fight either one of them. you know, Kalia Pink Tyson, Carini, against Christine Knuckle Stanley, who's fought for us before and has 2-0, two KOs. We have Jomi Escoboza and Luis Melo from Brazil. Jomi's local, real good guy. He's got a lot of stuff on the internet. Rene Whiteboy Rodriguez, also known as a Hialeah champ. He's taking on Matt Delanoit. But before the night of fights, we are going to have some slap fights, which are quite entertaining. Like I said, I personally, I rather strap, you know, well, tape my hands or my wrists like we do in bare knuckle. We don't put gloves on. But I'd rather get in the ring with somebody and have a regular fight than just sit at a table and just wait for somebody to slap me. So I don't know what makes them do it, but they do it, and they have a great time. And the results of fans, that ooze, the ahs. You know, we just had a private show in our warehouse this weekend, and we started the night with three of those slap fights. And it's just unbelievable the energy that comes off from that. So,
Mike, are these different type people? Because we know Dada. Dada is awesome, man. You know, the bare knuckle fight. What about the slap fighting guys? Because when you meet them, are they just different humans? Because I'm
those
with you. There's no chance.
There's
no chance I'm letting somebody slap me as I hold the edge of a table.
I think they're Russian
guys.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
guys,
so, just so tough. Just so tough to sit there and wait for it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, right now, the way we got it, because we did work with the Florida State Boxing Commission, like I said, once we left the backyard, we wanted to make sure we were, you know, good to go with the state, have no problems. So we ran this by them, and they, you know, they said, well, it is striking, even though it's open face, so we'd like to be involved, supervise and whatnot. So they requested anybody who participates in these to have a boxing license and at least an eye exam. You know, anybody can get a boxing license. It doesn't matter, you know, but it's just to have them registered as a boxing license and an eye exam. They don't need to do blood work because there's no, you know, that kind of contact in it. But the state did come through and they approved the event. They were there on hand to check everything out after, somebody gets slapped silly, I guess. The ambulance workers were there, check them out, give them oxygen if they need it. And that's it, you know. I mean, one guy woke up 6 minutes later, and he was thinking he still had a chance to slap the other guy. We're like, well, your 1 minute time limit passed, buddy, like 5 minutes ago. But, yeah, it's tougher when you get slapped and you don't get to slap the guy back because you got knocked out and you decided
right.
to go second instead of first.
So so Mike Vasquez is with us. He's the BYB president. And, again, they have an event May 15th, BYB Extreme Fighting, and it'll be at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. And before the fights, they're going to have this slap fighting, which I think everyone has seen on the internet. And I do think they're mostly – were they Russian guys, the ones that you saw? Are they Russian?
They did bring a couple of their Russian guys over. They brought the Samoan, the guy that's very well known, big puffy beard, which I think it's an advantage. I'd grow a big beard if I was going to a slap contest to take some of that cushion off. They brought in – couple people. They actually do other shows. If you go to their stonefaces.tv, they have girls slap women. They have slap, I guess I can't say it on air, but slap rear end, where they have, you know.
We can say slap ass. Slap ass.
There you go. They have slap oversized, which is also entertaining. I mean, these guys are really about entertainment and whatnot. So
but
coming
wait,
putting
wait.
Our shows on their platform is really fun.
But you've seen it. So they have it's the open hand like a slap. But I mean it the ferocity with which they hit someone's face, the side of their face, it knocks them out. Like you said, so what is the rule? You have 1 minute to slap the person back, and if that minute expires, you've lost your turn, and obviously you've lost the bout.
Yep. Yes, sir. You get to slap from the palm of your hand to your fingers only across the side of the face. Can't do the ear, can't do the neck, anything like that. And what's impressive is they get two wind-ups, and then on the third wind-up, they go. So, you know, you put your hand literally almost on the person's face and bring it all the way back. One, two. And when you see these heavyweights take that first wind-up all the way back where they're literally just come back 180 degrees and get ready. He didn't even slap the guy yet. I was already like, just knowing what was coming, you know.
And Mike, I've seen some, like you're saying, all I've seen was on the internet, you know, and social media stuff. But I saw a box, like a little glass box of money there, almost as encouragement for the play, like for, you know, for the slappers. Is that there, like the encouragement side? Is there a money into this? Like the number one guy, what does he get?
They get paid $500 to show, and they get paid $1,500 to win. So there is quite an incentive, you know, and some of these guys get practiced all the time at home. You know, they get slapped at home when they do something wrong. So they come with a tough jaw. So they may make it past a round or two.
So, Mike, what happens? Does anyone start crying before they get slapped? Because that would be my move. And then would that be frowned upon?
It would be frowned upon, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
It would encourage the other guy.
Yeah.
But we haven't seen that. Everybody's
going to work on
it. It's like that old, everybody's got a plan until they get, I guess, in this case, slapped in the face. You know?
Yeah. Yes. I can't even imagine.
You going to psych them out, Hawk?
Yeah, I'm going to cry. I'm going to, on the first wind up, tears are going to be streaming down my face. I try to overload them emotionally so they let up a little bit.
I'd rather fight somebody twice my size than get slapped by somebody my same size. Just knowing that it's coming, it's
right because you can't stop it. You can't like. And so, does anybody reflexively just put their hand up to stop the slap? And is that a penalty?
Yeah, you can't move, and really, if you move, you have more of a chance of hurting yourself. Like if you flinch your face, you move it forward, maybe it hits your eardrum, or you know, or if you lower your head, your eye, or move back your neck. So you really want to just either not do it, or sit there and take it, and hope you're up within a minute so you can give it right back to the other guy, or that you win the coin toss at least and get to go first.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm gonna vote not doing it. That's my vote.
I played football 20 years, and I don't want to get slapped in the head.
Well, there you go. So it, Mike Vasquez again. He's the BYB president. So the event is May 15th. The live event in front of fans is May 15th. You could see the slaps, and you could see the backyard brawlers, and it's all sanctioned. It's at the Expo Fairgrounds in Miami. How can people get tickets for that again, Mike?
It's on Complete Ticket Solutions /BYB. You can also go on our website or social media. We have links to it as well. And let's have a great time. Really, let's shake this COVID 2020 already into 2021, and let's get back to what we love doing.
Yeah, let's slap the crap out of COVID. How about that for a little slogan?
There you go. That's a good one. I'm going to use that one.
Just spitballing here. Mike Vasquez. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
There you go. Mike Vasquez, BYB fighting. I mean, not in a million bazillion years would I stand there and let some giant Russian dude open face slap me as hard as he can.
I was just thinking for the show, me and you do it.
Yeah.
I'll let you get 3-1. You get three slaps and I get one.
I'm gonna tag Solana in on that. It'll be a tag team. I'm tagging him in.
I'm good.
I'm done with radio.
I'm good.
sound. You're my guy, Solana. You're my guy on that
Jimmy,
one.
Jimmy, get over here, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. No way. No way right. I'd hit Jimmy. That's
no
one's
slapping Jimmy on my watch.
No, all right. Sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.